It's 8:04. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. State officials say for now, Coloradans should only have a third of the interactions they had in January and February. That's as more metro area counties adopt safer-at-home orders this weekend. Laura Rosenthal with the Colorado Nurses Association says people should be diligent with mask wearing and social distancing.
30 to 50% of people may continue to shed virus and not have any symptoms. Many are positive and do not have cough or fever. There is still the potential for rapid increase in disease spread if we are not alert to our surroundings.
Rosenthal is a nurse practitioner. She says she has treated patients from ages 25 to 99. There are fewer inmates at the Denver jail these days, but new numbers show it has one of the worst outbreaks of COVID-19 in Colorado. Denverite's David Sachs reports.
According to the state health department, the outbreak at the downtown detention center is worse than any other single venue in the city, and among the top 10 worst outbreaks in the state. 86 inmates have the respiratory disease, with another 28 possibly exposed. They're isolated from the general population. Denver's incarcerated population is at a historic low. Still, last month, former inmates and the deputies union said the jail's procedures put people at risk. Every new inmate now gets tested at the door. David Sachs, Denverite.
Traditional graduation ceremonies are canceled and could be for some time. CPR education reporter Jenny Brundine has more.
New guidance says ceremonies can't have more than 10 people. They must be outside. All participants who must have face coverings have to be screened for fever and symptoms before attending 6 feet apart from one another. No handing out diplomas or throwing of graduation hats. For districts delaying in-person ceremonies, officials warn those could lead to additional disappointment if restrictions are still in place. Jenny Brundine, CPR News.
This is CPR News.